Welcome to Discover Barnstable, the official podcast of the Town of Barnstable, a podcast where you can meet the people who steward the programs and services that connects us to our quality of life here in the Town of Barnstable. We invite you to join the conversation as we navigate municipal government and our community pathways to help you discover Barnstable. I'm Liz Hartsgrove, and today I am joined with my fellow co-host and tour guide, Paula Hersey. Hi.
Hello, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well.
Good. I'm so excited about today's topic. We're going to explore a discussion that is really not really familiar, I guess, with our listeners or even myself. So I'm really excited to learn more about it. And we have a wonderful guest with us. So our topic of discussion is Complete Streets. And our guest is the Assistant Director of Planning and Development, Kate Maldonado. Kate has an education in architecture, construction, and ecological design with more than 6 years as an urban planner. She joined the Barnstable team in 2020, bringing a quote-unquote whole system approach to community zoning and design, emphasizing sustainable form, which is really important to us, and the function for built and natural environment. Hi, Kate.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thanks for joining.
Oh, you're going to have some fun.
Hey, I'm so glad you've joined us. So you need to like let your hair down.
Excellent. We're going to get right into the questions because Complete Streets are really kind of a cool concept. And I know that our residents are really going to be interested in this. So I'm going to dive right in, Kate.
Great. Mm.
What is Complete Streets? And what value does it add to the community's objectives?
Thank you, Paula. Yeah. So Complete Streets are designed for people of all ages and all abilities, and they prioritize safety, accessibility, and sustainability. By becoming a Complete Streets community, a town or a city prioritizes integrating Complete Streets design elements where feasible and practical, ultimately to improve their community as a whole. Broadly speaking, Complete Streets it's a nationwide effort. Locally here in Massachusetts, the Complete Streets funding program was actually established in 2016. To date, more than 250 communities have established becoming a Complete Streets community. Why is this important to our community? Complete Streets involves significant public outreach, which I can get into further when we talk about the actual breakdown of process with Complete Streets. So we're looking for feedback for our community, again, to figure out where we want to prioritize developing or integrating safety, sustainability in our community.
Oh, I didn't realize it was nationwide. I thought it was just like this one initiative through Massachusetts, but nationwide, huh?
Yes. So actually, if you went on the Smart Growth America webpage, you can see there's a map that they show all of the different towns that are developing policies, and it's across the nation.
That's so cool. That is really cool. So can you elaborate a little bit of like what kinds of examples would a Complete Streets project look like?
Sure. So when we're thinking about Complete Streets, again, it's for safety, sustainability, and accessibility. We're thinking about pedestrians, bicyclists, vehicles, and transit. Projects can be something like an intersection redesign. So that can be integrating an accessibility ramp. It can be transit improvements like a bus stop. Again, with bike and pedestrians, you want to look at where you have gaps in infrastructure, right? So if you have a sidewalk that goes to a certain extent and then there's a missing gap, we're looking for where are those links? So where can we add bike lanes? Where can we add sidewalks that'll tie them together and really enhance safety and sustainability for our community?
Right. And that means we're not talking just about the busy village of Hyannis, our outlying villages out west, as we call it, you know, the wild, wild west of Barnstable. you know, there are some areas there that literally don't even have any sidewalks, and it's difficult. There's neighborhoods now that have been built out in that section, in those sections of town, but actually no real complete street.
No.
Yes. And Barnstable, as we know, is a huge community. Right. So that's been a real big part of the public outreach is because we have so many villages. Mm-hmm. This Complete Streets is not just one village. It's across our town, and really trying to get that feedback for how can we improve accessibility for our community.
Really, and that's like a super awesome segue of the journey of Complete Streets. So we're kind of in that process. It's not a high, you know, I need a sidewalk, and DPW comes out with their super cruel trucks and, you know, drops a sidewalk in kind of thing. There's a process and a journey to becoming a complete street community. Give us like that overhead look of it.
Sure. Thank you. So Complete Streets is broken down into a three-tier process. The first step is staff needs to attend training, which I achieved as well as staff from DPW. And with that first tier, in addition to the training, you also develop your policy, which broadly speaking, again, is that commitment to, where feasible and practical, integrating complete streets design elements. That policy went before our town council last January, was approved, and then it actually goes to Mass DOT, so Massachusetts Department of Transportation.
We knew we'd have an acronym today.
I was prepared for that.
Thank you.
Mass DOT has to score it, so you have to achieve a qualifying score. So that's tier one. This boils down to essentially your policy. Yep. Then you can proceed to tier two, and that's actually where we're at right now today. Tier two, the core of that is developing your prioritization plan. And that plan is a list of approximately 25 to 50 priority roadway improvement projects.
Oh, wow.
And that's really when we're talking about public outreach and how the public can engage. This tier two, the core of that is public outreach, because we want to hear back from our residents as to where are the projects that would enhance safety, sustainability, and accessibility. If I can elaborate a little bit more, what we've achieved to date is we just got through significant outreach this summer, Barnesville being huge, as we've mentioned. We achieved 5 village-level in-person meetings where we went out and spoke with residents. I do also want to credit the Cape Cod Commission. We, through this tier two, achieved technical assistance to work with transportation staff from the commission. They've worked on policies and Complete Streets projects throughout the Cape, so they bring significant experience. So with the commission, we went out and we did 5 village-level meetings where residents could voice their ideas at the meetings, and we also had a public comment period. And the commission helped us to develop an interactive map where residents were able to drop dots where they want to add projects like, this area needs a crosswalk, or draw a physical line, as we were talking about earlier, that gap in infrastructure. Say, I can get to here, but then it's really dangerous for me to make it this last stretch because there's no sidewalks. So they can physically draw a line as to where they want sidewalks or bike lanes. So we've just gotten through that public comment period, and we to date have received more than 500 comments, which is fantastic. That was great. So we're kind of digesting those comments right now with the commission staff, again, through that technical assistance. And then we'll be scheduling a follow-up meeting with the public early 2023 after the holidays, where we'll say, here's what we heard from the public, and we'll just develop some criteria to rank those projects. Because again, we want to boil them down to 25 to like 50 projects, and we'll go back before the public and say, does this reflect our community's prioritization? Is this accurate? So that'll wrap us up with tier two. Tier two is developing that list of priority projects. Mm. That would, again, go back before Mass DOT for their review. And then ultimately, we get to tier three. At tier three, that's when we can apply for construction funding. So again, it's strictly for construction. Projects have to prove quote-unquote readiness, meaning that they've design and permitting behind them. But it's a great opportunity to get some funding to say, here's, one of the projects on our prioritization plan, we want to apply to get funding for the actual construction. So it's a fantastic opportunity that communities do. Again, this is how Massachusetts is set up, but communities across the nation are developing Complete Streets policies and taking advantage of their state's opportunity for funding.
Right.
So that tier two with the public participation, that is a state requirement, correct?
It's through the Complete Streets funding program.
Yeah. So it really highlights the importance of actually listening to the customers and listening to the community that is our customers as town employees. So really getting, you know, almost a boots on the ground, real live engagement and understanding on how it affects not just one particular piece of our community, but a really comprehensive view. So it clearly kind of answered my question that I was going to ask you. Oh, darn, but that's okay. It just highlights how much you really need that public participation. So can you talk a little bit, you mentioned a little bit about the outreach and the actual five communities and the meetings and stuff, but are there other ways that people can actually participate and provide you that feedback through tier two into, you know, because you said that you're still in the tier two process, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct. So we've achieved that first outreach going, like you said, boots on the ground to our community. To be full transparency, most communities just do one public meeting. We said, hey, we're the town of Barnstable. We have seven villages. We need to get out in the field. We have so many voices to be heard. Yeah. We can't just do one meeting across the town. That's not fair to our residents. Okay. So we're digesting those comments right now, and then we'll do significant public outreach and spread the word, working with Paula and her team in communications. They're fantastic. Before our follow-up meeting, the beginning of 2023. So at that time, residents would have another opportunity to look at that list and provide more comments, say, hey, this project, you know, on this street didn't meet. I really think adding a sidewalk or bike lane would be here, should be on that list. Mm-hmm. So there'll be another bite at the apple. But first, we just want to try to pare it back to 25 to 50 projects.
That's actually really smart because usually when you want to have innovative projects that actually really work towards the customer and the person that it's intended to benefit, having that moment, that break in service to relook at it in a different lens and a different perspective, and digesting it really helps out with making it just a better product to produce.
So, right. And yeah. I think the tool that the commission had designed for the Complete Streets process, which is the ability to actually draw in what you think should go in specific types of neighborhoods. And, you know, I mean, I live out in the mills and I'm like, there's really nothing. Oh, yeah, you know what? I really do have a trouble crossing 149 to Hamblin's Pond, and that's a pretty big area. We have a cemetery there, and the pond and Burgess Park. There's no crosswalks in any of those areas.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, and the crosswalk ends to go to Burgess Park. And I said, so I dropped crosswalks everywhere in Marston's Mills.
I appreciate that. And one other thing, if I could just touch on it, with Complete Streets, the funding has changed, you know, over the past few years. Now it's $400,000 for, again, construction, and that's over four fiscal years. That being said, when we went out to our community, we emphasized that we want to hear all of your projects, from a painted crosswalk to your dream rotary, because that gives us...
Nobody's dreaming of rotaries, Kate.
Well, maybe crosswalks around the rotary is more of the dream.
Sky's the limit. Whatever you want, because this is data that we want to hear from. Even if it can't be achieved with Complete Streets, there's plenty of other funding opportunities that we can tackle. Mm-hmm. And so it was great to get, you know, broad feedback and not have people be limited to Complete Streets, because $400,000 in full transparency is limited. Mm-hmm. Right. But we, you know, took this opportunity while being out in the field and talking with our residents to say, please tell us all of your ideas, because this is information that we'll hold on to. We've been collaborating with DPW, the Department of Public Works, on this effort too. So it's great when we're thinking of our capital improvement plan and other projects locally. We want to hear all of residents' ideas.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to our last question. Mm-hmm. How can people find out more? Is there a place somewhere where there's information that they can learn?
Yes. To stay up to date, I would recommend the Cape Cod Commission has their own Barnstable Complete Streets webpage. The town, if you went on the town's webpage under planning and development, we have a list of our current projects, Complete Streets being one of them, and it has its own webpage. And then I touched on earlier how it's a nationwide effort. If you went on Smart Smart Growth America, they show the status of other states and have a more broad description of complete streets. It's kind of fun to listen to. They did similar like podcasts with communities and see what people are doing across the nation, not just here in Massachusetts. When I was starting this project, found that as a great tool to really kick off this effort. So those are the three locations I would recommend.
That's wonderful.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I learned more. And as you said, you know, I kind of knew a lot of this working with you in the past year or so in some of these endeavors. Now I'm going to learn something about you. I've got a couple of rapid fire questions for you, Kate. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Okay. The very first part, and these are always surprising to me, except for Liz. I knew Liz. What's your favorite time of the day?
I would say my favorite time of the day is the morning, if I can get up just like and Liz. Be Hello, productive. Yeah. Although when I was thinking about this question, as we leave summer, there's nothing better than a late summer night when it's still late at 8 p.m. and you just feel like you get your bang for your buck out of the day. I do like the morning.
Excellent.
Year round.
And this one, we've had some surprising answers. What was your first concert?
I'm a big country music fan, so it was a Dierks Bentley concert.
Oh, but, nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Fantastic. Awesome. And then you'll probably say all the places, but what is your favorite place in Barnstable?
Yeah, so this was definitely the hardest question to answer with our seven villages and beautiful beaches and our active downtowns. I thought hard on this question. And while we're on the topic of complete streets, I guess I would just want to highlight Barnstable Village. It's a great community. This, you know, you have your sidewalks, your street trees, and crosswalks. It just feels like a safe environment for pedestrians and bicyclists and vehicles. And certainly I'm a huge coffee fan with plenty of coffee shops to stop at. So I really appreciate the complete street design elements that were integrated in Barnstable Village, but I can't really pick one place. Barnstable's beautiful, and I've loved exploring and getting to know it. Within the last 2 years.
That's great. Fantastic.
Thank you, Kate, for joining us. This has really been educational, and I hope the listeners have enjoyed listening to the explanation that you provided us and are encouraged and curious to learn more and go to the website. And thank you, Paula, for joining me as well. Thanks to the listeners for spending time with us and on Discover Barnstable, the official podcast of the town of Barnstable. We hope that you have found a new understanding of how your municipal government works to protect, engage, and enact for you and our whole community. Be sure to drop us a line at podcast@town.barnstable.ma.us and let us know, because we really do want to know what you would like to learn about next. Until next time, go discover Barnstable.